Hi, Alex. It is great to be able to share books with you again from a social distance. And thank you for continuing to prioritize this. I think books are such a great way to do so many things, including entertain yourself, get a bit of perspective and share, get involved in a book club like this one. So I scratched my head all week about what to bring in, so to speak. With everything going on, I wanted something uplifting, and I've settled on a book that I read at the beginning of the year, Alison Evans' Euphoria Kids. Alison is the award-winning author of Ida and Highway Bodies. They are a spectacular author of Australian YA, and with so many high schoolers, those young adults, being homeschooled at the moment, you could do worse than grabbing a copy of Alison's catalogue, especially the brilliant Euphoria Kids. Now, the story of Euphoria Kids centres on Iris and Babs. They both go to the same school, but they don't really know each other. In fact, nobody really notices Babs, not since a witch cursed her when she was a child, and she periodically becomes invisible. Now, Iris has friends, but not the human kind. See, Iris grew from a seed in the garden and has always had more kinship with the fairies and dryads that live in the bush, until one day when Babs appears to Iris on the bus. As their friendship blossoms, they meet the boy. The boy is new at school and is on a journey of discovery, much like Babs and Iris, to discover who he is, including his name. So with their friendship connecting them to the magic around them, Iris, Babs and the boy start to experience true companionship and happiness. That is, until the fairies warn Iris that the witch who cursed Babs has returned to the forest. Euphoria Kids explores what it means to be young and queer and to be finding out about yourself. It delves into the loneliness of not being understood, and we definitely see that through the story of Babs, who is periodically invisible to those around her and really wants to know what it takes to kind of be seen and understood for who, But also the joys of meeting people, knowing people and discovering people who are like you. It's a wonderful story that blends the supernatural with the everyday, and it shows what some real magic can look like in the world. I haven't mentioned the amazing cast of supporting characters, Iris, Babs and the boy's family, as well as the teachers. And what Alison does in this story is really show the positive reinforcing people in each of the characters' lives. It's a pretty strange and scary time right now, and I don't mind saying that having a little magic injected into my world is often just what I need. This is also a book that reminds us how powerful connection is. I don't think many people could watch Iris, Babs and the boy build their friendship without wanting to look up an old mate and see what that person's up to. So once again, this is some great young adult fiction. Definitely, if you have a teenager at home, check it out. This would be perfect for them to actually sort of delve into some contemporary issues in society while they're studying. But also, you know, read it yourself. The thing that I love about all the YA that I read is that it may be about younger people, but people younger than me, definitely. But it doesn't mean that it's only for them to read. Alex, thanks so much. And I'll see you next week for more books. Bye now.